Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, I finished answering a question. So let's start the next question today. Well, let me read another short one here. It's a little bit shorter. This one comes from Europe. And says, hello, brother. I got your email address from the church directory that David Cloud put on his website. I'm living in the Netherlands and struggling to find any kind of a church group with whom we can have fellowship. I have a very personal issue which has the potential to kill me. Because since this issue for me came up November of last year, I'm suffering from extreme sleep deprivation. I've been married for 21 years, and my wife has locked me out of her heart since November last year. She says she still considers herself a Christian, but has changed after much sorrow. I also strongly suspect that a big part of the problem now is that she has given her heart over to a pastor who she had known in her childhood and was her boyfriend at the time. This pastor is married and with children. My wife has always been a biblical woman, totally devoted to me and only me. She is now brief and cold towards me. I suspect for the moment she is only keeping me along for the kids. I have been neglecting her systematically throughout our marriage, so in the end, I have put her in a dangerous state, which she made the wrong choice after suffering much headache and extreme stress throughout the years. She is not evil, but very much hurt by me, and it seems beside herself. On one hand, she's extremely tough, but on the other side, if I tried to have conversations that deal with our situation, she quickly crumbles, gets a migraine, and can't really take it no more. I'm responsible. I seem to have destroyed a fantastic woman, and now I am very afraid for the future. Could you advise me? And more importantly, can you ask your congregation to pray for my wife, myself, and our children who do not know anything about the situation? I am in agony. The Bible text where the Lord says, if you do not take care of your house, you inherit the wind, is in my mind. I have a busy, responsible job, but I'm afraid I won't be able to function anymore. I'm in constant pain and sorrow. I have problems with my health, and we have had an extremely stressful re-migration to Europe in 2017 and suffered financial problems ever since. We lived in South America for 12 and a half years. We moved back because of our kids. But my wife is also struggling with the cold and has suffered strange health problems. She feels isolated and hates the Netherlands. And she has said that something happened inside of her. So she withdrew from me. I miss her like crazy. She doesn't want to talk about it. We still live in the same house. Please, I beg you, and your congregation, pray for my wife to come back to the Lord and to me. She needs a softened heart. This experience has changed me forever and brought me back to my knees. Please, brother. We're drowning and isolated. Any advice, prayer, greatly needed. So I wrote him back, I will pray that God will deal with your marriage. I pray that through the word of God, the Holy Spirit will help you to be the man you ought to be, and that your wife will be the lady that she ought to be. Let us ask God together to give your wife a desire and love for you stronger than ever before. Ask that God will rebuke spirits of jealousy, hate, and deception. Pray that God will do what is necessary to restore your marriage to be what God wants it to be. After this praying, just wait patiently on the Lord. He will do what only He can do, but He will do it in His time. Yours is to prove faithful and obedient to Him in all you do, trusting completely in Him. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 tells us, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And it sounds like that you're not living in the joy of the Lord, that your mind is so occupied with yourself that you're not looking to know the person of the Lord as well as you should. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8 says this, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, too often, what you end up doing is you take something like this to the Lord, and as soon as you get off your knees, you take it up again, and you're trying to figure it out instead of letting God work. You're trying to figure out how to change her. You're trying to figure out how to change her heart when God has to change her heart, when she has to respond to the Lord in her heart. Worry and fear are not the things given you by God. Those things come only from Satan. Walk with God and trust that the God of all the earth will do right. Your wife may end up more easily convinced when she sees a continuing spirit of peace and joy in you as you walk with God and are faithful to His house, being the witness God wants you to be. Also remember, the Bible commands you to love your wife even as Christ loves the church. So you treat her as a king would treat his queen. You treat her royally. You treat her well. And we pray that this will be a help to you in your own life. And so, there's another listener that has written us and found out information from another website about us and checked us out and then wrote us. And so we wrote him back, and that's the email that he got from us. Now, this next one, oh, this is a long one. I mean, this is really a long one. And I'm going to use this, but it is one that you really, over these next few days, need to listen to, because I know we have listeners out there that are what you might call charismatic. Your church, you may have very strong standards of dress and personal deportment, but you speak in tongues and things of that nature, and so there's some differences that you would perhaps have with me on the area of tongues. So I'm going to read his letter and then my answer. My answer is quite long, so I'm warning you before ahead of time that this will be on for the next few days. I listened, Mr. Bloom, I listened to part of your message on March 15th of 2019 on the radio station WLVF 90.3 where you said, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, a person is not saved. I disagree with you so very much. In the King James Version, it says that when we get saved, we have the Spirit of Christ, and as we grow in grace, we can be baptized with the Holy Ghost, as on the day of Pentecost. The 12 apostles were saved prior to those days in the upper room, as they believed in Jesus. Then there came a sound of a rushing mighty wind, and they all, 120, were baptized and began to speak in tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Also, in the King James Version, Acts 19:1-7. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, finding certain disciples. And he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John, verily, baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people, that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. Now you can't deny what the King James says, Pastor. I just totally believe what the Bible says, and I do believe when the Bible says God is the same yesterday and today forever. I just believe that the Holy Ghost is of the Godhead, and Jesus told us that the Holy Ghost, would continue his ministry. I do not agree with a lot of these false churches that ramble on with what they call tongues and can do it at a whim instead of the unction of the Holy Ghost. There is so much in the New Testament that points to speaking in tongues, but we can still be brothers in Christ, even if we disagree. Is that okay with you? All right. Well, that's a good question. Now, I answered him, dear brother in Christ, thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast on WLVF 90.3 in Haines City, Florida. We love the ministry of Dr. Mick Carter and Landmark Baptist College. I personally am honored to be a part of that radio station's lineup of programming Monday through Friday.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.